USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Governors and other state officials must decide Friday who will get the first doses of a COVID-19 vaccine that's expected to become available later this month. Friday marks the deadline for states to submit requests for doses of the Pfizer vaccine. In doing so, they must specify where the limited amounts of shots should be shipped and how many will be for non-binding guidelines adopted by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention this week. That puts healthcare workers and nursing home patients at the front of the line. United States employers add 245,000 jobs in November as companies scale back their hiring as the coronavirus pandemic accelerates across the country. This marks the fewest added jobs since April. The report from the Labor Department also shows the unemployment rate fell to 6.7%. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.